us and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
I'm Sasha Shipway. This week we're previewing the start of the season as Super 10 gets us underway in Birmingham at the weekend. We hear from all of the clubs and netball royalty as Tamsin Greenway joins us to preview the season.
Cheers, Sasha. We couldn't have a season preview without a touch of netball royalty. Pamela Cookie was busy, so here she is instead. Tamsin Greenway, thanks for joining us. And why don't we start by looking at Layla's move abroad first? A great move for her development.
Yeah, obviously, really chuffed for Layla. I think she proved to the international stage why she should be given that opportunity. Obviously, Beth Cobden and Nat Hathenwaite in peace going out there. So great additions for the Suncorp. Sad for our league, I guess, losing some of those top players. But I think it's showing, you know, the players are prepared to move. They're wanting to move for court time and for coaches and for other opportunities. And I think that's great for the sport. I think this year it will be open again. And with the loss of some of those players, it gives us the opportunity to get some of our young English players on the court as well. So, yeah, I want to see some of the shooters coming through this year, see who we've got. And yeah, the likes of Layla and Beth going overseas means that some more defenders get an opportunity.
Serena's come back. You've done the same. And I suppose it's just all about that experience and making you stronger when you get back.
Yeah, look, I'm absolutely chuffed that Serena's come back, because the last few years, you know, we've seen a lot of our players leave and not. So in the early days, like so Karen Atkinson, Pamela Cookie, myself, you know, we went over and we came back to the league, and I think that brings experience and exposure back for the other players. It's been difficult the last few years because, you know, we've had sort of your Jeevas, your Helens, your Joes have gone over there for a very long time and haven't come back to the league. I think by them coming back, it's only going to strengthen our game. You know, look at JD Clark coming back into this year. Yeah. The buzz around Wasps last year for some of the younger players and also some of those experienced players, to have her back in the side is absolutely incredible. And Serena will bring that. And not only will she bring that to the players and the coaches, it's also to the fans. I know the same for Kat Latu. No, Kat sorry, she changed her surname now. But
edit.
She will, you know, she's bringing so much... so much buzz around the court for her, because people want to see her play. So, you know, Sharni Layton coming over for the Fast Five, things like that are invaluable to our sport as a spectator and as the media, as well as the players. So we've got to make sure we keep encouraging that. And Serena coming back is definitely a plus for our league. A few years ago, people wouldn't have even looked at our English league and thought anything of it. And now you've got players actually understanding what it's all about. So I'm hoping this starts a bit of a trend, really, that we can bring some of those big names players over, and hopefully in the long term we can retain some of our English players and have some of the top names at the top of their game playing with us as well.
Really appreciate your time, Tamsin, and congratulations on your news too.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
Super 10 is this weekend. 11 a.m. sees a new look Celtic Dragons side led by Tania Hoffman playing Team Bath. Here's Tania Hoffman.
We've got for this year a wealth of experience with the Welsh players, but really nice to have Chelsea Lewis come back over the bridge and play for the Dragons for this season. And that's super exciting.
Jess Thirlby told us about the importance of having Serena Guthrie back this season.
Yeah, it's drawn a lot of attention. I feel like there's quite a lot of pressure on Serena. I think people think a league title is now based on one player, bless her. But as much as it's an outstanding signing in terms of her ability on the netball court, for me on a personal level, to have Serena, it's such a nice kind of circle, really, for her to be coming back. And she's a great person. She's a free spirit. She brings a lot of energy into a group. And I think as much as her ability on court, I'm really looking forward just to embracing that back within this group. And she will continue to help foster the culture that we work so hard at trying to protect year on year in what's a very, very competitive landscape. But she will have 100% of our support in terms of her preparations for the World Cup in Liverpool. And she trusts us and we trust her. And it's brilliant to have her back.
And Serena Guthrie is looking forward to the new season.
It's been cool. It's been nice to get back into the team, new team. I feel almost like an old hat, but a little bit new at the same time. Got a really nice young squad and everybody's keen to put their best foot forward. So I'm really looking forward to what we can do this season.
Rachel Shaw is looking forward to the annual showcase event in Birmingham.
Everyone seems to get a lot of buzz from the first game of the season because all the teams are there. Get to see all the fresh faces, those that are returning, and just see what sort of style of play they're going with this year. So it's good as teams to be able to sit there and watch a few games. And with us being the first game on, I guess we can watch a lot of the games after and do our homework for the next round.
Wasps face Lightning in a repeat of last year's final. That game gets underway at 1 p.m. Fran Williams is also looking forward to the game.
Well, it's another grand final rematch, but obviously both squads are slightly different again this year, so it will be definitely a different matchup, but really excited to have, you know, such a highly contested game straight from the start.
Lightning's new director of netball is Sarah Bayman.
Part of Lightning's success is that they've been able to keep a core group of players, and that'll be number one on my priority list going in, that we're able to keep that core group together. Nat Panagari's been an incredible leader for Loughborough. I think someone that everyone in the team looks to. It is a real motivator in the middle of the court for them, and so hopefully put players and structures around that so that we can be really competitive again in 2019.
And Captain Nat Panagari shared the key to Lightning's 2019 season.
I think positivity and just taking it game by game. Obviously, we don't get carried away. I said that the whole time. We'll take it each game. Next week, we go again. You kind of bin that last game, start the video on Monday and work hard at training. So I think for me, it's just not getting carried away. It's kind of keeping the same culture, keeping the same mentality and just on to the next.
At 3 p.m, Stars will play London Pulse. And this is the mood in the Stars camp ahead of the game.
Hi, this is Georgia Rowe from Seven Stars. I feel like I've fitted in really well. The girls and coach and staff have been really welcoming. Training's going really well. They're very, very hard working, so it's really been pushing me. But yeah, it's going great so far.
It's London Pulse on Saturday. So obviously some of your old teammates in there and your old coach. How are you feeling about coming up against them?
I'm really excited to play Pulse on Saturday. We had a good game against them in pre-season game. We lost by 2, so I think that's a really good starting point for us now to go in. And obviously that hurt a little bit, so we want to go in and smash it. I played for Team Northumbria, and obviously she's the coach, so I kind of guess that just makes me want to win a little bit more.
Pulse's captain, Amma Agbazi, told us how important it was to have her side as part of the league this season.
You don't want the same teams to constantly be winning or be in the finals over and over again. You want variety, and you want that excitement of going to watch a game and not knowing which team's going to win that game.
Sirens play Storm at 5 p.m, and Sirens' Claire Maxwell shared her thoughts on being back with Sirens for another season.
Really excited to join Sirens for the third season. I've loved being part of it for the last 2 years. I feel like we've made some excellent progress both on and off the court, and I feel like the third year is going to be the best year yet, so looking forward to all the things to come.
Surrey Storm also have a new person as director of netball. Mickey Austin is player coach this season, and she's grateful for the Storm fans' support since her announcement.
I'm biased, but I believe that Surrey Storm have the best fans in the league. You know, they are so passionate, committed, intelligent netball fans. They really know their stuff. So for better or for worse, I'm sure they'll tell me when I'm not doing my job right.
No.
But, you know, that they have really stuck with us as a franchise the past couple of years. They have been on the journey with us as well. And I couldn't even begin to put into words the justice that their support deserves and means to me. I plan to write my own history in the only way that Mickey Austin knows how.
Storm's Emily Gulvin told us Storm are ready for the opening game in Birmingham.
I'm really excited for that game. We've been preparing quite well for that one, planning sort of various different things. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes against them.
And the final game of the day at 7 p.m. sees Thunder play Mavs. New assistant coach for Thunder, Dan Ryan, is anticipating a great game against Benacos Mavericks as they get their campaign underway in Birmingham.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a great atmosphere with all the teams out on court and a great way to see how everyone is shaping up for the season. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to start the season the best possible way, and Thunder will be no different in approaching it that way. So it's going to be great to kick it off. It's so soon, and we can't wait to get the ball rolling.
Benacos Mavericks captain for 2019 is Sasha Corbin, and Kat Ratnapala is delighted to have her back.
I would have taken as long as I needed to secure her for us this season. She's a fantastic athlete, a fantastic role model, and just really excited to have her back with Mavericks. Anyone that knows Sasha, she's a formidable athlete, a formidable player. She's got a whole heap of experience on the playing field, but being a professional athlete as well. She's got amazing leadership qualities. You know, she's got great skills that she brings to any team that she's a part of, as well as on the court as well. From a Maverick side, she's a true Maverick. That, you know, there's flair into her game, there's leadership, she's a fantastic role model. So a lot of qualities that I was really keen to bring her back in the fold.
Gabby Marshall shared her thoughts on the season ahead.
I think we're going to have a really competitive squad this year, and everybody's going to be fighting for the positions. Although we were really disappointed not to finish in the top four last season, I think that's provided us with a great platform this year where we can build on those already established combinations, as well as filtering in those new players. I think we're going to be a force to be reckoned with this year.
And Sasha Corbin can't wait to get started.
I'm super, super pleased to be back. A very easy decision.
We are here throughout the season, and the latest news is online at thenetballshow.co.uk. Get in touch with us on Twitter at @thenetballshow. We're back as usual next week with reaction from Super 10, plus Sirens and Netball Scotland's CEO Claire Nelson on the season ahead.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
For this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment, it's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.